Leopold grew excited. Space, yes. You're absolutely right, you know. We must strike first. It's simply self-defense. Weenus's smile broadened slightly. Furthermore, once, at the very beginning of the reign of your grandfather, Anacreon actually established a military base on the Foundation's planet, Terminus. A base vitally needed for national defense. We were forced to abandon that base as a result of the machinations of the leader of that Foundation. A sly cur, a scholar with not a drop of noble blood in his veins. You understand, Leopold? Your grandfather was humiliated by this commoner. I remember him. He was scarcely older than myself when he came to Anacreon with his devil's smile and devil's brain, and the power of the other three kingdoms behind him, combined in cowardly union against the greatness of Anacreon. Leopold flushed, and the sparkle in his eyes blazed. By Selden, if I had been my grandfather, I would have fought even so. No, Leopold. We decided to wait, to wipe out the insult at a fitter time. It had been your father's hope before his untimely death that he might be the one to... Well, well. Weenus turned away for a moment. Then, as if stifling emotion, he was my brother. And yet, if his son were... Yes, uncle, I'll not fail him. I have decided. It seems only proper that Anacreon wipe out this nest of troublemakers, and that immediately. No, not immediately. First, we must wait for the repairs of the battlecruiser to be completed. The mere fact that they are willing to undertake these repairs proves that they fear us. The fools attempt to placate us, but we are not to be turned from our path, are we? And Leopold's fist slammed against his cupped palm. Not while I am king in Anacreon. Weenus's lip twitched sardonically. Besides which, we must wait for Salver Hardin to arrive. Salver Hardin? The king grew suddenly round-eyed, and the youthful contour of his beardless face lost the almost hard lines into which they had been compressed.